Da da da. Do 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 do. Good morning, everybody. It's time for bedtime stories with Thompson. This is chapter 14, The Magic of the Great Oz. Dorothy and her friend sat down in some comfortable chairs while the wizard told them this story. I was born in Omaha. When I grew up, I became a...
Ventriloquist.
I learned how to throw my voice, so it seemed to come from many places at once. I was well trained by a great master. I could imitate any kind of bird or beast. They meow like a kitten, and Toto pricked up his ears and looked everywhere to see where the sound was coming from. After a while, I got tired of doing that and decided to become a balloonist. A balloonist is someone who goes up in a balloon or on circus days and attracts a crowd of people who pay to see the performance. Well, one day, I went up to see the performance. And the ropes got so twisted that I couldn't come down again. The balloon went way above the clouds, and a current of air struck it and carried it many, many miles away. For a day and a night, I traveled through the air. And on the morning of the second day, I awoke and found the balloon flowing over a strange and beautiful country. My balloon came down gradually, and I was not heard, but I found myself among strange people. They had seen me come out of the clouds and thought I was a great and powerful wizard. Of course, I let them think this because they were afraid of me and promised to do anything I asked them to. So I ordered them to build this city and to construct this palace. They did all willingly. They thought since everything in this country is so great and beautiful, I would call it the Emerald City. To make the name fit even better, I put green eyeglasses on all the people. This way, everything they saw was green. But isn't everything here green? Asked Dorothy. No more than in any other city, answered Oz. But when you wear green glasses, of course everything looks green to you. The Emerald City was built many years ago when I was a young man. I am very old now, but the people have worn green glasses for so long that most of them think this really is an Emerald City. I have been good to the people here, and they have been good to me, but since this palace was built, I have shut myself up, and I have refused to see anyone. One of the things I have feared most is the evil power of the witches. Since I have no magical powers at all, I knew that their powers could destroy me. I have lived in deadly fear of them for many years. I was very happy when I heard that your house fell on the Wicked Witch of the East. When you came to me, I was willing to promise anything if you would only do away with the Wicked Witch of the West. Now that you have melted her, I am ashamed to say that I cannot keep my promises. I think you are a very bad man, said Dorothy. Oh, no, I am really a very good man, but I will admit that I am a very bad wizard, said Oz. Can't you give me some brains? Asked the Scarecrow. You don't need them. You learn something every day. Experience is the only thing that brings knowledge. That may be true, said the Scarecrow. But I will be very unhappy unless you give me brains. Well, also on the side, I am not much of a magician, as I said, but if you come to me tomorrow morning, I will stuff your head with brains. Oh, thank you, cried the Scarecrow. But how about my courage, said the Lion anxiously. You have plenty of courage. All you really need is some confidence in yourself. Every living thing is afraid when it faces danger. True courage is facing danger even when you are afraid, and you already have that kind of courage. Maybe I have, answered the lion, but I am scared just the same. I would like you to give me the sort of courage that makes me forget to be afraid. Very well, I will give you that sort of courage tomorrow, said Oz. What about my heart? Answered the Tin Man. I think you are lucky not to have a heart, for the heart is what makes most people unhappy, said Oz. This is your opinion? Said the Tin Man. For my part, I will bear all the unhappiness without a word, if you will give me the heart. Very well, answered Oz meekly. Come to me tomorrow and you will have your heart. Your heart. I have played wizard long enough. I may as well continue for a little while longer. Then Dorothy asked Oz how he would get her back to Kansas. The wizard confessed that her request would take a little longer to fulfill. He asked them all to stay in the palace for a few more days while he thought of a way to get Dorothy back to Kansas. In the meantime, he asked them to keep his secret. They all agreed to say nothing about what they had learned and went back to their rooms in high spirits, for they were all sure their wishes would be granted. Next up, Chapter 15.
And that's all we have time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.